everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein Heidegger.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, apparently, I mean, it was the person, where was it, in Florida? Was it, where was that, the UFC fight? In Florida? I think it was in Florida.
I don't know where it was.
Was it Florida?
I know Sugar Shane got his revenge. I'm not sure where that one was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I read Florida.
Yeah, it was in Miami.
Miami. Those people love Trump. Them some Trump now.
Well, Florida does. I mean, Dade is somewhat. It's always been blue, but Trump won more votes than you would think in Dade.
Well, he got a. Did you hear what the crowd was chanting?
What were they chanting?
They were, what was the one that, it was Bleep Joe Biden was what
that was. Well, UFC, that crowd, yeah.
Yeah. What was the thing with
Let's
the guys?
Let's Go Brandon?
Let's Go Brandon. But it was the other one, not Let's Go Brandon. It was the other one.
Well, the one they meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he got, and then he stopped along the front row where Joe Burrow, Nick Bosa, and somebody, some other NFL player. Who was geeking out on it, on him, on Trump being there. And even, did Joe Burrow give him the shoulder rub, or was it Nick Bosa?
It wasn't a shoulder rub. It just shook his hand. And
no, somebody gave him a shoulder rub.
I didn't see video. All I saw was the pictures taken. I didn't see any actual video of it.
Oh, I saw the video of it. And Nick was really, here, the guys are just, they're just beside themselves how much they loved that the president stopped by and saw him. Nick was in his ear for quite a while, and Dana was there, and the guys were just all pumped after he left. How much does this, do you think this hurts them on the field?
No. I mean, Bosa, everyone, no one's surprised by that.
The Bosa clan, no one's surprised by that. Yeah, MAGA, but I mean, you know, it's funny that a player, so Will Compton, who is in Bussin' with the Boys, he did bring up, it will be interesting to see what the internet does with this, meaning Joe Burrow.
Oh, by the way, Will Compton was one of the guys there.
It may have been
Will Compton. He was in the picture.
Okay, so it was Will Compton's the other one, former player. So it will. So I think what he's referring to is Joe Burrow going to get some kind of, because Joe's kind of one of the Joe Scheisty, Joe Cool, Joe whatever nicknames. He's the guy the internet really likes. He's the guy that football fans really like because he's more than he appears to be, right? And so it will be interesting, he said, to see how people respond to Joe Burrow. I think if people don't like you, they will make a bigger deal. And because they do like Joe Burrow, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. He shook somebody's hand. Like,
yeah. Well,
I know. It's more toxic
NFL
than that.
Memes. Nick Bosa met Donald Trump and was literally the happiest he's ever been. He is really loving meeting Donald Trump.
Well, he was pretty happy.
He was happy.
But the question was that I think Will Compton raised was, are people going to turn on Joe Burrow?
Well, immediately people are like, oh, we got to take that nickname back. People are like, we got to take
because I care less. I'm more like, even if you hate Trump or you hated Obama or you hated whatever, whoever your president is you hate or you're whatever, especially president, though. But even if you hate them, you don't have to acknowledge. You don't have to do anything. But if you do, if he's there with Nick Bosa, you're right there. Dana White probably just gave you the tickets. Dana's a huge supporter of Trump. Shaking his hand should not cause people to.
Well,
this
is overblown.
In this life, it shouldn't.
Okay.
This is overblown. World, yeah, nothing's going to happen to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow will
be fine. He's going to be fine.
It's an internet moment, and people can make the jokes, but it's not going to happen.
Bosa. Yeah, you have Nick Bosa that you can land everything on, but I don't know, man.
No one's going to remember the picture. It's a once in a moment. It's a thing that happened in March in the offseason.
If he was with Trump,
I'm saying no one's going to care about that picture for Joe Burrow. No one's going to care.
Okay, but if he had been in a bar having a drink and smoking a cigarette with Trump, that would have been heat.
I think Joe Burrow as a football player surpasses that. Like if Joe Burrow came out and started stumping for Trump, then people get upset. But you take a picture, whatever. The internet cares more about these things than actual people do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's going to be fine.
That's where you perform anyway.
Nick Bosa's in love, though. Holy crap. I'm watching a video.
Nick was extraordinarily happy.
Yeah. Joe was just, hey, listen, it's some guy. I'm not even sure Joe knew who Trump was.
Of all those guys in that picture, who has me blocked on Twitter?
Nick Bosa.
That's right.
Yeah. Because you were way off on your evaluation.
He'd be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave him a 7-0. Gave Joe Burrow a 7-0. No one in this whole draft class got that grade.
Well, somehow
Nick Bosa blocks me on Twitter. Not that I followed him or care about what the Bosa's or really any professional football player has to say. I don't really care.
So that happened this. Man, there's so much that happened this week.
How many athletes do you follow on Twitter? Current athletes.
Zero.
Me, I don't think I do either.
Zero.
Yeah.
I don't care about what they think. I don't know. 907 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan wants to get in here. What do you say, Ryan?
What sports radio, my snitches? How y'all doing?
What's up?
We're just doing some sports today.
Yeah, no, man. I thought this show was very gender neutral, and y'all haven't talked hardly any women's basketball.
What's up? Hey, I don't know. Did you listen in the 8 o'clock hour?
We haven't talked hardly any women's college basketball. Hey, when they're fighting, and then there's some good.
That's all you wanted to say.
That's it. That's all you said.
Wow.
Did
you see this story? Horrible story. Jarvon Coles, 18. He was a senior and football player at North Shore High School. He got killed in a drive-by shooting from North Shore.
Yeah, that's ugly. Man, oh, man, oh, man, that's awful.
Over the weekend.
Everybody loved that kid. I mean, that's bad. That is so awful.
Deputies were called to conduct a welfare check at the house, and they arrived and found a large party. The sheriff's office said the home had been rented out via Airbnb. However, Airbnb has since said the incident did not take place during that reservation. Authorities also received a second call about a person who had passed out at the address. When deputies arrived, they found EMS doing CPR on Coles while paramedics were doing CPR. He was taken to a hospital and died. During the party, a car with several people drove by and fired shots at the house.
Mm. Awful, 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 awful.
So
stories.
It continues. Yep.
Let's get JT in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, JT.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, Oscar talk, Joey Bosa, Burrow talk. Neat stuff, guys. Great way to keep listeners on the listening to the show. Neat stuff.
Thank you.
He just wanted to use neat stuff. Neat stuff. That's John's bit.
Yeah.
No. Whenever I saw the news about Alpie, has anybody given any thought to maybe this is the Paul Pierce injury?
We talked about that. It's not a Paul Pierce injury. He's got MRIs. No one did an MRI in Paul Pierce's colon.
How do you know?
Because no one did an MRI on Paul Pierce's colon.
You don't know.
Yeah, I do. There was no results. Adrian Wojnarowski did not have it back then. He may not have. He was with Yahoo back then, probably.
It was also kind of disappointing for the show that you guys didn't think Dusty Baker for the way that he handled the situation last year. I think Dusty Baker may have been the best Astros manager that we've ever had. And if you don't think so, just ask him. Just ask Dusty.
We've thanked him already.
He may give you his opinion.
JT, we have thanked Dusty Baker.
Who the best Astros manager is?
we've thanked him for his service already at keeping Yiner out of the lineup. That's something, John, I remember you thanked him a while back.
I did thank
him
for his
service. During the season, you were thanking him.
I thanked him for his service.
We thank him for the World Series run. We thank him for holding back Yiner.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a serious question for you guys. Who's going to be the first NFL player to take a percentage of the cap? Because every year there's cap increases. Who's going to be the first agent, the first player to say, you know what, I want 45% of the cap, or I want 30% of the cap, regardless of what that cap does?
Nobody.
Thanks a lot. I'll listen.
Oh.
Nobody, because then you'd have a as the cap goes up, you'd have to slide the contract up. You'd have to renegotiate the contract. So it's impossible. Like, it's not impossible, but they don't look at it.
No, that's not impossible.
I mean, it's not. No, it's, you can, when you sign a contract, you can't have a contract that automatically escalates to an unknown amount. You have to have set amounts. As the contract goes up, you can't just renegotiate. That's not going to be that wouldn't be, teams would not agree to that. Teams are not going to turn this into the NBA. I'm just telling you. They're not getting an NBA deal where the players push everything around. I mean, it's already Caleb Williams right now. This is already a scary time for the NFL, because here's a guy who's not even, we'll see if he does a medical in Chicago, but this is scary for the NFL, because you need to know what you'd like, a Carfax on a car. Like, you need to know you're about to pay a lot of money to a player. You need to know that their injury history is, you need to know what it is. Remember how Chet Holmgren wouldn't give his injury history, his medical report, to the Rockets at 3? He said, nope, I'm only giving it to Oklahoma City. And the Rockets would have had to go in with no knowledge of an injury history.
Yeah,
and Adam Silver's trying to get away with it. He's trying to be done with all that stuff.
Right. But there are a lot of contracts where you don't know, because they've got incentive landed contracts. So there are a lot of contracts that are likely to be made incentives.
Sure.
Likely to be paid incentives. And there are some that are unlikely to be
likely
paid.
Likely to be made counts against your cap.
Listen, to answer your question, it may happen. I don't know.
Well, they look at it. A team can look at it and say, we're willing to pay a quarterback 26% of our cap.
Yeah.
I mean, they can certainly look at that. And it's being done anyway right now with the way that salaries are being pushed up. The Baker Mayfield contract should scare teams. This is a guy who was basically, is washed out too strong a word term in Cleveland?
But there have been other guys that have bounced back after rough
starts.
Rich
Gannon. He was 1-1.
Right.
He was the first pick of the draft. It's a really cool redemption story for Baker. Went and played one game he was with Carolina. Nothing good happened there. Then he had one or two games with the Rams. Like, hey, good for Baker. He won a Thursday night game. No one thought. Then he played well at Tampa. But, John,
$33 million in this environment right now, $33 million is not cap excessive, quite frankly. Well, $33 million for a starting quarterback in the league that gets you to the playoffs is cheap.
It's Baker Mayfield, though.
It's Baker Mayfield played well last year.
He did. So you're locked in at 30? I mean, I guess you're basically saying we just can't do anything.
Well, 50's the number now, with so 33's not bad.
$60 million is, you know, maybe you have to look at it that way.
Think about who's next up and how polarizing. When his numbers come out, how people are going to react.
Kirk?
Dak.
No, not him. More polarizing. Baker got 33. When the Dolphins give two a 55, people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
Wait.
He's going to get that money. I don't know why you think that's not happening.
Hold on a second. Did you say 55?
Well, who's next?
Yeah. See, this is my point. This who's next mentality, and then you just decide to pay bad money to somebody.
Well,
Tua should get paid, but Tua should get paid $36 million.
Why should he get paid $36 million?
Because that's what he is relative to his team. He's a guy that needs weapons around him. Everyone
does. As
does
everyone.
But that's the truth, though. If you continue to overpay players based on, like I said before, baseball doesn't do that. They pay you based on how good you are, and they pay you relative to the other players in the league.
The Dolphins have
football's one of the only things. Football's recourse. Hit where you just say, well, you're next up.
And
we'll overpay.
The Dolphins have no reasonable reason not to pay when they look at what Justin Herbert got, what Jalen Hurts got. Joe Burrow, great player. Great achievements, has missed two of the last four seasons, his first four seasons, with devastating injuries. The Dolphins can't look at Tua and go, hey, I know you led the league in passing, but we're going to pay you what we pay Baker. They can't do that. They're not going to get away with that.
No, probably not. More than likely not. More than likely not. All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776. Thanks for all your kind words, JT.
You got stung by neat. That's the first time you've been stung by neat cool stuff or neat things. Or
it's neat stuff.
Yeah, neat stuff. And you see how it hurt you?
No, I didn't know he was a radio programmer. But here's the deal. And by the way, he's still listening. Here's the deal. In just a month, it's just a month away, the Chevron Championship. April 18th, okay, through the 21st, the Chevron Championship is coming to the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. If you've never seen it, they redid it. Last year, it was really great. Lily Vu won, and she just played awesome. She's the defending champion. She's coming back. The Lydia Coes, the Minji Lees, Stacey Lewis, Nellie Korda, and her sister are going to be here. They're really good. This past weekend, Bailey Tardy won, okay? And she played just great. She shot 65 in the final round to win this week. She beat out Sarah Schmelzel. Two Americans at the top of the leaderboard this week.
Schmelzel's going off.
Schmelzel, yeah, she's your Schmelzel. She's one of your peeps.
I see. I don't know if she is.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, is if you're looking to watch great golf, it's coming here. It's right here in the city of Houston. It's the first major of the year, and they're really, really good. You want to be out there? I was out there last year for a couple, three rounds last year. I was out there. It was so much fun. I'm telling you, they can play. TheChevronChampionship.com, TheChevronChampionship.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, so over the weekend, what I learned in one sentence was that the mafia is slipping, okay? When they're going after backup Vanderbilt quarterbacks to fix games. And by the way, it's Vanderbilt. You don't need to fix that game. Vanderbilt's going to lose on its own. You don't need a backup quarterback. But here is Mo Hassan, who threw 17 passes in his Vanderbilt career. Here he is explaining how it went down that the mafia approached him.
I was approached at Jason Aldean's bar in Nashville by the Italian mob.
What?
To fix football games.
I'll be honest. This sounds like a story like that the mafia? I do not need to be a part of.
I want to get drinks. And so I'm alone right now. I'm not with my friend group. He comes up to me.
Wait, he knew who you were?
Yes.
This is already a bad start.
He offered me $300,000.
He offered you $300,000?
Right. He said, for something like this, my clients, $250,000 to $300,000 for a game.
The Italian mob offered you $300,000 to do
Can
what?
We stop saying that?
He said, we regularly talk to guys in your position about fixing games. He said he named guys in the SEC who I don't want to say their names because they're in the NFL right now, and that's a bad look.
Bad deal.
It's a bad deal. But University of Alabama, I will tell you that.
Holy crap.
He said almost every game in the SEC is rigged.
Too much for me.
Let me give you a background on who we're talking about. Mo Hassan. He started off at, let's see, he started off at junior college at, I'm sorry, he started off at Syracuse. He did not see any action as a true freshman walk-on at Syracuse. Went to a junior college. He played in five games at Coffeyville, Kansas Community College as a redshirt freshman, completing 53% of his passes.
That's good. You know, back in 1960.
He spent 18 and 19 seasons at Vanderbilt. He started in a win against number 21 Missouri, his only appearance of the season, and completed 7 of 11 passes. Before suffering a season-ending concussion as a sophomore, he completed 4 of 6 passes for 38 yards while appearing in 5 games. In 2020, he came to USC as a graduate transfer. He injured his leg prior to the Arizona game, was sidelined for the next four contests. He didn't see any action. So I don't care if he was sidelined. He didn't play. 21, he was going to be the backup quarterback, but he tore knee ligaments. So this is, and then in 2022, he tore Achilles tendon. First of all, he's made of paper. I've said the guy never plays, and he tore Achilles in spring ball, knee ligament in 2021. In 2020, it was a leg injury that he missed four games, and the other games he was a backup and he never played. None of this sounds believable. He's a backup who hardly played football ever, not even at Coffeyville.
Here is what's happening right now. Yesterday, when this broke on the interwebs, when it broke on X, some guy was laughing going, holy crap. Remember what I did to Mo Hassan in that bar when I went up to him and I said, I'm the mafia and I'll pay you $300.
But how did he even know it was Mo Hassan?
He did. Well, he knew who Mo Hassan was.
Who,
he
said, who would?
How the hell would you know Mo Hassan?
Well, if Mo Hassan punched your wife.
He
was a Vanderbilt fan.
If he slapped your wife across the face,
no, but
you would want to fight him.
In Nashville, they probably knew who Mo Hassan was.
How?
Because
who's the Cougars backup?
Because he was on the news. Mo Hassan is coming.
Who's the Rice quarterback? Would you know JT Daniels if you saw him in a bar?
I wouldn't, but people
You're
might.
You're a sports talk host.
Might.
Your son played football at Rice.
Other people might. Whoever it is that did this is going, oh my God.
They probably heard him say something.
He is on a podcast talking about me. I offered him that.
This is how it was. Text string. Bing, bing, bing. Bing. Remember that dude? It was bragging about playing at Vanderbilt, and we said we were mafia and going to get him to throw the game. Dude, he's on a podcast. You have to watch this.
Because how would Mo Hassan even affect the game? Would he have given everyone COVID on his roster? Because he doesn't play.
Okay, number one, he is a digital creator now, of course. He is the founder of Second Spoon, whatever that. His podcast is Official Money Moment Turn Show or whatever. This is a guy who's trying to get attention. None of this is believable. The mafia, you have, first of all, that's more money than they would ever offer because you can't wager that much in college to make it worth your time. So the money immediately alerted me to, this sounds extremely suspicious. You can't get to that much. You can't make enough plays on college football without it being flagged.
You would have to have it bet, John, but to make that worth your time,
you'd have to bet over $2 million, $3 million.
And
they're not doing that.
No.
They're not doing that on a single Vanderbilt game. That would flag attention.
Yeah, right. But you could put it in different casinos and different places. You might be able to get your money. Yeah, you might be able to make some money on it. It's so unrealistic. First of all, Vanderbilt is going to lose on their own. You don't have to fix that game.
How much are they going to lose by, though,
John? Well, a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
But you want to guarantee.
Chances are, if you bet, okay, Dell, can you research this? If you bet against Vanderbilt every game with the point spread, how much money would you be up over the last 10 years?
How quickly do you want this information?
Next segment.
Okay.
Come on, let's get our crack staff on it.
We have no staff.
What?
We have a cracked staff.
What the hell?
Is Abigail still here?
She's actually doing the podcast right now.
She's doing a podcast?
Well, she's doing this podcast. She's putting up our podcast.
Oh, I thought she was on a podcast like Mo Hassan.
No, I mean, she could go on a podcast and go, how quickly has someone ever made you cry? And it'd be you two.
Did you not do that in a good way? Have you ever seen that? What about when the cats have an eye missing and a dog has three?
Is that what you're comparing her to?
No, but I'm just saying that can make people cry. Like, oh no, that cat's
well. Didn't
no
that
eye.
Republican response? Didn't they have
the Katie Britt thing?
Katie Britt. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Put the whole commercial underneath her. Yeah.
Guys, if you missed the first – well, you wouldn't have seen this anyway because it happened off air. Abigail's here training because you never know. Things happen. She might have to run the show at some point, God forbid, for her sake. And she went in there.
Do you know why she was crying?
Yes, because I knew about it beforehand.
Well, okay.
And then well, let's not –
And well, then, I'm not going to talk.
Bring this to the table.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Person.
Yeah. No, you're a bad person.
I think actually
he's such a bad person.
No, you're a bad person. Should not,
we should be talking about free agency.
You're a bad person.
You should. No. You've overstepped again.
Yeah. Oh, way overstepped.
You've been a chronic overstepper. It's been a real problem lately, Dell.
You need to stop this.
Ever since you got the Snark Tank,
stop bringing this up.
Ever since you got Snark Tank, this has been a real problem with you overstepping.
All I know is
you're a chronic lying.
All I know is she was in here and didn't cry. She wasn't there to cry. So that's on you guys.
That's okay. You need to talk about it. Maybe John Daspit can sue Dell.
Look how she's laughing.
The cat doesn't have an eye, though.
The whole point is to make her laugh, and she's laughing because it's funny that happened when she walked in there.
Go talk about John Daspit.
Look how uncomfortable. Look how uncomfortable he is.
Listen, if you feel sad about anything that Dell does and you feel like you're personally injured, Abigail, 713, call now. John Daspit, personal injury lawyer. He doesn't usually sue for feelings being hurt. That's not really his thing. It's for injury through someone else's negligence, like a producer, but someone else's negligence is what he will sue for out on the roadway, out at the workplace. There's so many different types of injuries that they deal with, including loss of life. If someone that you know or love has lost their life due to the negligence of someone at work on the roadway or whatever the case may be, they are going to – John Daspit and his entire staff is going to work hard to, you know, if it's injuries and you've been in the hospital, make sure all those bills are covered. Any time missed from work, that's going to be covered. Any physical therapy or surgery, that's going to be covered. And your pain and suffering as well. And what is, you know, a loss of life worth? That's a horrible thing to have to come up with. And yet insurance companies are trying to – you know, it's kind of a cold business. And John Daspit's like, no, this is something that needs to be treated with the respect it deserves. Let's talk about, you know, what's going on. And this is a person maybe who was a provider for a family. These are all difficult discussions. But John Daspit's willing to have the tough discussions with insurance companies to fight for you and fight for your rights and to look out for you because no one else is going to. But he will. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to the website for more information at DaspitLaw.com.
All right, time to talk about your patio furniture. Is it old and faded? Is it unique? You just love it. You want to keep it. You don't want to buy new stuff. Is it patio furniture that's been in your family that you want to preserve for sentimental reasons? You don't want to spend tons of money. And by the way, new patio furniture doesn't have the same steel that older patio furniture does, so it's not going to be as good, and it's going to be more expensive, okay? Get that love seat done that she loves, get it for a gift for her. If she's got something coming up, a birthday or an anniversary or whatever, you want to get that love seat redone. Get your furniture ready for spring and summer, okay? Now's the time to do it because it's going to take a little while. The HOA has sent in all of their stuff. Their warehouse is packed with stuff that they're doing. If you want to get this stuff back, there's a turnaround time on this. Free pickup and delivery. They never skimp on how much they're going to prime and prep the metal. It is the best process. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. You want to keep that patio furniture or whatever it is that you want to keep this metal. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
This is Whiskey Myers. They'll be at the rodeo tonight. So, I mean, we know we had Lainey Wilson over the weekend. I think Los Lobos performed yesterday. But Whiskey Myers, go out to the rodeo. See him. See the band.
All right, welcome back. All right, did we miss anything? We talked Rockets. They won, but they lost LP. We'll find out for how long. We talked the Cougs, number one team in the country, beats Kansas by 30, wins the Big 12, win all the awards. Kelvin Sampson, Jamal Shedd, great stuff. Great, great, great stuff. Eric Armstead is out there, but injury prone. So we'll see if D'Amico brings him in or Christian Wilkins. It looks like...
Uh-oh!
There is a trade request. This name was mentioned as a potential Texan throughout the season. He got a franchise tag. but they couldn't figure out a deal, so T. Higgins has requested a trade from the Bengals.
Would you give up?
No, see, I wouldn't.
The 23rd pick.
There's too many guys out there. I'm not giving anything up. I'm not giving up.
You're in win now mode if you do that. You have to pay him a lot. See, you can't. Because, Nico, I had a discussion with an NFL team about wide receivers, and they go, oh, your wide receiver over there down there is about to get paid. I said, what do you think? He gets like 18 to 20? And the guy laughed and said, he's getting $25 million easily. I said, really, Nico Collins? Yes, Nico Collins is going to get $25 million. You can't – if you know that's coming, you can't – like, it's impossible to get T. Higgins.
Wait, would you pay Nico or T? Since you got to pay one. I know a pick comes with the T. Higgins trade.
Is T a
no,
one?
No, no, no. I pay my own. I'm not giving up a pick.
No. No, yeah, pay your no, own. No, no, no. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. There's too many guys out there. Just get a free agent or pay Nico. That's all. Top 10 wide receivers according to Pro Football Focus came out this weekend. Tyreek Hill 1, CeeDee Lamb 2, Amon-Ra 3, Brandon Ayuk 4, Puka 5, AJ 6, Nico 7. Then Jalen, Debo, and DJ Moore. So Nico is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah, you're right. Why pay T. Higgins and give up a draft pick when you could just pay your own guy?
Depends on
Nico,
what they think
Nico
of him.
Proved that he's a one, right?
Well, I don't know if you do that after 1 year.
Right.
I think you do that over the course of...
Well, so you got another year. You got another year to find out. And then maybe you franchise him.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be the T. Higgins plan, but they already had a one, so they weren't going to give him what he wanted. But the Texans don't have a clear one, and if Nico proves that, then great.
This came out. Do you know how well Amon is playing defensively? Amon is in block percentage, okay? Amon Thompson now has a 1.8% block percentage and a 2.4% steal percentage. He's in the 97th percentile in blocks and steals. Offensive rebounds, 99th percentile.
Hustle. All those are hustle plays.
Defensive rebounds, 99th percentile. Tari Eason, before he went out, 95th percentile in blocks, steals 100th percentile, offensive rebounds 99th percentile, defensive rebounds 98th percentile. You know who else is playing great defensively since the All-Star break? Cam. Cam is like second to Amon in defensive rating since the All-Star break.
You're not going to tell me about his points per minute, right?
I'm not going to tell you about his points per minute, no. But Cam is playing his ass off, too.
Young guys are playing much. Listen, they've had some spark here recently. That's what makes this Alperen thing so devastating is, man, you are really building some momentum. You're building some momentum down the last third of the season, well, less than a third, and last quarter of the season, and now you've got to worry about long-term ramifications. Well, I mean, not long-term ramifications, but hopefully not. You got to worry about the duration that Alperen Şengün is going to be out. So we'll find out more over the next 48 hours. But as far as just basketball players, I mean, Jalen's playing much better. Cam is taking a step as a rookie. Amon's going to be terrific. If you just don't look at him as an offensive, if shooting's not the only thing you look at, it's impossible not to love everything Amon Thompson does.
Yeah.
And you can tell. I'll guarantee you that's Udoka's favorite player, Amon Thompson.
The way he plays defensively.
The way he plays, the way he approaches the game. He and Jabari for sure are going to be his favorite guys.
I think Tari's going to be as well.
He'll like Tari a lot. He likes guys who play.
Yep. Well, yeah, but Tari had a growth.
Yeah, I don't know. That should be a Netflix movie, like a documentary about the Tari. I feel like we don't know what happened here.
Yeah,
you waited and waited and waited, and then you find out there was a growth, and then they did rods, a rod or plates in his leg. Like, wait, what? Now, what happened here? This is from the injury he had that happened previously, and this is what, a hematoma. Like, what exactly happened with Tari Eason? Do we know exactly what went down? Why it took so long to get to this point? Like, get to a point where they were doing surgery? I still feel like we don't really know the story on Tari Eason.
Can you go talk? Can you go run into somebody at a restaurant and find out
what happened to Tari?
Yeah, go find out what the real deal is on Tari. Go run into somebody at a restaurant.
We got the real deal. He had some kind of a growth.
Why did it take that long?
Well, because he tried to come. Because he had a growth in there. And they thought, I don't know that they thought it was going to go away.
Well, find out. These are all things I need you to.
Well, they found out that it was benign early on, I think. And then, and so they were like, well, maybe he doesn't. And then they said, no, he's got to have it removed. Whatever. Whatever the case may be, we don't have Tari this year. But you got Tari going forward. That'll be fun. And now you're without Alpi for I don't know how long. We'll find out what that is. We talked about the banana slugs. Or the Savannah Bananas. Oh, by the way, Josh Reddick was out there as well. He had the belt on.
Roy Oswalt was out there.
Roy Oswalt
came
was out,
out
there.
In
he had his
a wizard cloak.
He did have a wizard cloak. Man, the people loved the bananas.
It was sold out.
It
big
was
crowd.
41,000 people there.
More energy than you might find early in an Astros playoff game.
I was surprised Roger didn't hit somebody for dancing. Do you know after they scored? Right off the bat, they scored two runs on him, got a base hit, scored two runs, and they started doing a group dance at home plate. I'm like, the first thing I thought of was, Rogers got to hit the next guy, and he didn't. I mean, Rogers really lost his edge. How does the next guy for the Bananas not catch one in the back?
And finally, well, we talked about Russell Wilson. That happened. We talked about Mac Jones. That happened. He's going to the Jaguars. Wilson's going to the Steelers.
We talk about what Chris Jones will do to the defensive tackle market. The Texans are in on the big guys.
$158 million, $95 million guaranteed. Yikes. That's a lot of money. Metabuike got $98 million.
Yeah, two guys off the board with a lot of money. And the one guy that's in that caliber, the Texans want, other teams want, it's going to be a bidding war for Christian Wilkins.
Yikes. Well, you know what? Eric Armstead may have overplayed his hand, not taking a little bit of a pay cut. Because I don't know that he's going to get average annual salary of $16 million with that injury, with those injuries.
I know.
We'll see. And then finally, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert got fined $100,000. He got, after the Cavs beat the T-Wolves 113-104, he was doing the money sign to
money
the referees.
Out.
He was doing the money sign. I know the betting and all that is becoming bigger and bigger, but it shouldn't feel that way, he told The Athletic. And he made a visual that was automatic, $100,000 fine. He was obviously frustrated. Both teams were, but we have to be smarter, said his assistant coach, Mike Nori, who was filling in for Chris Finch. I love it. He was like, hey, telling the refs, what are you on the take? You on the take here?
Cost him 100 G's.
100 large.
And apparently it equals out to 9 minutes and like 36 seconds of his play. Like that's how much it costs him. Like a game. 9 minutes of a game. That's 100K for him as far as his entire salary.
That's very penal. That is. I don't know how he's going to pay
that.
Well,
it's the largest fine they could levy. I mean, what can they do? They gave him 100K.
That's the largest fine ever given without a suspension.
Well, they don't like when you suggest that their referees are on the take. What are you going to do?
No. After the Tim Donaghy stuff, you can't have that.
Well, no other sport has had that, though. And yes, well, that's it's
outside of soccer.
Outside of what?
Soccer's.
No. Soccer.
Soccer.
Tennis.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, not NFL, refs.
NFL,
players.
Baseball.
Pro, like U.S. sports,
U.S.
certainly.
Sports. That's the only one where a referee has been – I mean, it's –
You don't think an umpire's
documented.
Ever been, hold on. You don't think an umpire's ever taken money?
Oh, sure. But no. Documented.
NBA. Well, that's why they don't play around.
Prison.
That's why they don't play around. They're like, no, we're not doing this, Rudy.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't like the call. I was actually watching the end of the game when Rudy got all fired up.
Oh.
Actually, it was the technical was a little, it was a little suspicious. Not suspicious. It was questionable, I would say.
Okay, Dell. Not an ally.
How so?
Women's Gold Cup.
What?
We won.
What's your point?
America.
I know. I watched the game.
Well, you didn't even bring it up during the show.
Don't watch the game.
Why didn't you bring it up?
Because I'm bringing it up right now. We said we hadn't missed anything. But you apparently
so
don't care about
so
women's
sports. So it's my fault.
You don't care about women's
because
sports.
You didn't bring it up on your show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game? Did you know who scored the winning goal?
Mia Hamm.
She no longer plays. That's been the case for a while.
Morgan
was. She was on the game.
Dennis
but
Rodman's
she
did, daughter.
No, Trinity Rodman did not score the winning goal. It was Lindsey Horan, the one who said.
Oh, the blonde girl.
Yes, the blonde woman. The one who said at one point, she pretty much said American fans are dumb, that she had to apologize for it, but she scored the winning goal.
Yeah, well, she's their best player, right?
She's probably.
She's their number 10, certainly.
She's probably right. And B, you like how John said, the blonde one.
Of course, that's who he is.
Well, no, she's blonde hair.
But I don't base a great player down to her hair.
Yeah, but he knew you were talking about, though.
Yeah. What else do you know about her?
She's
striker. She strikes.
She's not a striker.
She's a forward.
No.
She's probably a center forward.
She's not.
She's a midfielder.
Then what? What's she? How she?
She scored a big goal in the World Cup
She scored a goal against.
She had some kind of a foul, and she had a little push against
her. Do remember that? Yeah, she scored.
He knows more soccer than you do, Dell.
I knew who her position. She scored a goal in the game. What are you talking about?
The blonde one and the pushing and he.
Yeah, she scored a goal in either the groups.
I did.
He did
in a World Cup
stuff.
Game. Yes, he remembers the moment mostly because of the pushing.
That's shocking. Don't lie and act like
it's not shocking. John remembers moments like that because he remembers the pushing and the argument that happened beforehand. Then he connected. Oh yeah, she scored in the same game.
Yeah. No, not long after.
Yes, exactly.
They were going after her.
And she was barking at the player. And if the pushing had never happened, John wouldn't remember it.
That's right.
He likes conflict.
Ally.
The blonde girl. Remember that.
The blonde girl. 947 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. Time to talk about my bookie. You want to bet on? Well, you can't. It's too late. I hope you had them beating Brazil. Well, I hope you did. If you did, in fact, you won money at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Sure. Yeah. The Women's Gold Cup's going to be on there, or the Women's World Cup, or Men's World, soccer, Premier League, whatever. You know your games. You know cricket? Well, they got cricket on there. You can bet on cricket there. That's right, cricket. Curling, whatever it is. There's an event. Wait till the Olympics comes up, and you've got all of those different things that you can bet on. You can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Baseball season's coming up. You want to bet the over for your Astros? It's a low number this year. You can get some money back, okay? They're going to be really, really good. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid? Mybookie.ag, betting anything, anytime, anywhere. And when you deposit that initial deposit, or if you want to reload because you've lost your money and you want to reload, they will give you a bonus for putting money in there every time. Because you put in promo code BET975. You're looking for the best place to play, easy to navigate, wonderful website, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Hey, let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. If you go to the website, LandZCars.com, you can see all the vehicles they have in stock. There's pre-owned. There are the brand-new cars. You can also see their programs they have. And the program is what the special discounts are, what the lease options and opportunities are, what the purchase opportunities are, things like that. Right now, for example, on the front page, they'll show you a Chevy Blazer 2024 EV LT all-wheel drive ultra-low mileage lease, and that's for qualified lessees. You can get that for just $469 per month for 36 months with $2,900 at completion or at the purchase. They've got $2,750 cash allowance on 2024 Chevy Silverado or a 0.9% APR financing. The Chevy Equinox, 1.9% APR financing with $1,500 total cash allowance. Plus, you get $1,000 cash allowance for current Chevy owners. There's so many different types of discounts and opportunities. The Sierra pickup truck 1500 model that they have available, 1.9% financing for 72 months. Whether it's financing you're looking for, you're looking for a price point monthly, or you're looking for a very specific type of vehicle, they can help you there. You can go to LandZCars.com and do all your shopping and searching and even chat online about the price. And when you're ready to get the vehicle, let's say you don't even make it down to Angleton, they can even deliver that and the papers to you. That's customer service. But I suggest headed down to Angleton, getting your hands on the steering wheel of a brand new Buick Chevy or GMC from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I mean, I don't know about this. In Saudi Arabia, you see this? This is a robot. This guy and this woman are both robots. She's wearing a hijab. He's wearing a Saudi Arabia scarf. There is a woman, a female reporter, who's fairly good looking in front of the robot, and the robot grabs her butt.
Wait, what?
Yeah, look.
That's not...
Yes. It sparked... Saudi Arabia's first male humanoid robot's groping incident sparks debate.
What's the debate? Is this a real...
There's a debate website? On whether or not, I guess, in Saudi Arabia, how... Is that acceptable behavior? I don't know.
For a robot or for anyone?
For...
A robot or anybody.
Should a robot... Is that how the robot was
Well, that's programmed? The point. It was a robot programmed and could recognize a woman's butt from a male butt?
When you
butt?
Worked in AI, did you teach your robots anything about...
Once again, it wasn't about robots. It was about teaching an AI to recognize proper queries.
Did you ever, for fun, just do something about butts in there with your AI?
No, because the queries were not made by us. They were provided by the company.
But did you sneak one in?
That was not possible.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I think all bets were off in Saudi Arabia.
Well, I wasn't in Saudi Arabia.
So that robot just reached over
just and grabbed reached over her? And grabbed her, gave her a nice pat
That's
on the
Trump
booty.
Trump robot.
Well, who programmed it? No, you don't know.
He doesn't. The very greatest robots. These are the best robots in Saudi Arabia. Great robots.
He would never say that about Saudi Arabia.
He might say great
oil. He might. Yeah, he might.
He might.
Not in his mess.
Does he have a hotel there?
Not when he's trying to run for president.
How about this? A man with a hoarse voice that constantly had to clear his throat found a leech attached to his throat.
Have you looked into
that? You think Lance might have a leech?
He pointed at you first.
You're the leech guy.
No. He's the clear
throat. You're the leech guy. I used to be the clear throat guy. Not anymore.
No.
How do you get a leech in your throat? You got to be in water. Like you going underwater trying to get golf balls out of a lake somewhere, and you open your... My brother got a leech on him once when I told him to go in the water and go get some golf balls. He was like looking for golf balls on the golf course. He came up like, what's that leech? Leech on him.
Did you burn it? Did you burn
it
off?
Yeah, you had to burn it to get it off.
Burn it off.
Yeah.
Two Ohio women actually did a real-life Weekend at Bernie's. They propped up a dead man at a bank drive-thru to get to his bank account and steal his money.
Oh, my God. Wait, what do you mean?
In Ashtabula, Ohio.
So he was in the driver's seat.
He was in the middle.
I mean, not the driver's, but the middle.
Yeah, he was in the middle. Couldn't have been in the driver's seat.
Not driver,
he was
dead. I meant passenger seat.
Right. He might have been in the middle between the two girls. But apparently they figured out he's dead.
Sir? Sir? What is your PIN number, sir? Like, oh, he can't talk.
Yeah.
Wow. So they got in trouble for that, right? Or was it just a YouTube
They were
prank?
Charged with two felonies, theft and gross abuse of a corpse. Is if they're hotties and they're trying to... Is that a gross abuse of a corpse?
Well, it is gross, John.
Well,
did you say if they're hotties?
Yeah, you heard them. They're Why are you pretending?
They're 55 and 63 years old.
Well,
I don't know.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, probably.
Ageist.
No, I'm not an ageist.
So, if they were hot, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of hot. 55.
Thank God he's not on the bench, sitting on the bench.
Well, no. Absolutely.
Order in the court. I'd like to hear, can you please, the defendants, I'd like for you to turn around real quick.
I'm on record.
Is that
saying,
what you're doing?
Is she hot? Not guilty.
Case dismissed.
You should
never be a judge.
Was this music playing while Bernie was in the car? You remember all that music when he would get up and bob his head?
I never saw Weekend.
You never saw Weekend at Bernie? There was always music playing and... Yeah, it was stuff like this.
How did he dance?
Like it was like voodoo, and then if the music started to play, he would start to dance.
Finally tonight, a drunk Wisconsin man, legally named D's Nuts, was busted on a domestic charge.
Hmm.
Do you think that you, at some point, real name is D's Nuts?
Because you changed it.
You changed
your
name.
So you were willing to go change the name your mother gave you into D's Nuts, you probably are willing to do other things.
You're going
to
end up in jail. I mean, honestly.
I mean.
You are going to end up in jail.
It speaks of poor decision making.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have an ex-brother-in-law who changed his name to King Butter. Reverend King Butter now.
So, yeah.
Is he ordained, or did he just call himself Reverend King Butter?
He's an internet reverend.
He can do weddings?
Yeah. That's why he did it.
He can
officiate weddings. That's why he's Reverend King Butter.
King Butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a treat. We're super sad he's gone from the family.
Time to talk about, I'm super happy that Republic Boot
never
Company.
Never settle for the Reverend. Abigail, never settle for anyone named Reverend King Butter. Or anyone or who King changes Butter. Their name to D's Nuts.
Right.
No
well,
good.
Well, to be fair to your
Dale,
sister.
Dale, you too. Well, to if be, a girl okay. names herself D's Ovaries.
I don't think people do that. D's Ovaries. D's Fallopian Tubes.
Let's talk right now.
That's long.
About Republic Boot Company. Name. Because up next, Mopey and Mapes coming your way. Right
Black
here.
Dexter and Mapes, apparently.
Black Dexter and Mapes.
Yep.
Coming your way next. Right now, though, Republic Boot Company is saying, come in, rodeo ready. There's still a week and a half left of the rodeo, right? I mean, there's still plenty of time for you to get to the rodeo, but you got to be ready for it. 100% leather, quality construction in all of their boots. The 1836 are on the rack, but they're 100% leather. They ain't giving you all that other crap that the other boot companies are putting in theirs. And what that means is it's going to be a more comfortable for your foot. They are going to shape that boot perfectly for you, even though it's not customized. It'll be somewhat customized for your feet because they can stretch it. They can do everything to make that boot perfect for you. Pick up a new sport coat to wear. I already did that. I picked up a sport coat there that I was just like, I love this jacket. I've got to have it. Head to toe, you are going to be rodeo ready at Republic Boot Company. Tell them that you heard it right here when you walk in and see if you can't get a little something off. 1133 East 11th Street in the Heights, just off 11th and Studemont, republicbootcompany.com.